If you're in California, your lunch may now be more expensive. Fast food prices are up in the Golden State. Some chains say they've had to increase menu prices because of the state's new minimum wage bump to $20 an hour. Companies say it's costing them, so they're passing the cost onto customers. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Good day.
So, Robin, I guess the big bosses of these companies really did it. They passed the cost on. Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, are they really more expensive these days?
Yeah, profit margin got a profit margin, if you know what I mean. I mean, Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Shake Shack, Chipotle. We've gotten used to these because, you know, the song remains the same. Through the pandemic, there were supply chain shocks. There were labor shortages. With unemployment so low, it's like pulling teeth to get people to show up to an interview, much less to kind of keep the job. And so these prices have been going up in anticipation for several years. And so you had a kind of a, you know, de facto minimum wage hike, and now you're seeing more kind of statutory and codified by law.
You know, and in some places in the country, $20 an hour as minimum wage might seem exorbitant, but here in California, the cost of living is so high, it's still $7 short of the livable wage for a single adult in California. That's according to MIT's livable wage calculator. So, Robin, how impactful really has this wage hike been for workers?
It's a breath of fresh air for a lot of workers who can at least approximate, you know, a living wage. But there are others on the outside. There are those that are working maybe in casual dining that don't have the requisite number of stores that would be subject to the $20 fast food hike. So they're saying, what about us? And other consumers that are coming in there that have not gotten wage hikes that maybe are more susceptible to the state's $16 minimum wage that are saying, well, good for you, but you're taking it out of my hide. And I think this is all speaking to a broader frustration with wages in this inflationary environment. You saw the conference board numbers today, just enormous pain with food prices especially. And at some point, something's got to give.
So, Robin, let's go back to the profit margins on the profit margins. You know, Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, Pizza Hut all brought in more than $1 billion last year. Why pass this on to the customers? Why make them pay more? Are there other ways for companies to recoup these costs?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the more nefarious dark arts, shrinkflation. I mean, Deepa, have you seen a Filet-O-Fish lately? It's like the size of an Oreo cookie. Or I swear, the McNugget, it's like half the width that it used to be 40 years ago. There's strange things that are going on. You could always cut hours. You can limit certain purchases to apps. I mean, Chipotle, for example, has pushed through so many price increases with or without California's minimum wage hike that most people are arguing that this is opportunistic. And you can see these publicly traded companies have had gangbuster record numbers.
And how are customers responding?
They're saying, I'm going to take my business elsewhere. Maybe there's a mom and pop taqueria that's not subject to this. Maybe that they
food
can consolidate
trucks.
Their labor prices because they're family owned, and I'll take my business there or pack my lunch, alas.
Yeah. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks as always, Robin.
My pleasure, Deepa. Thank you.